A multi-state manhunt is underway for a suspect who allegedly shot and killed an elderly man in Cleveland yesterday and then posted a video of the incident to Facebook. Police say the man is considered armed and dangerous. Nick Castell is a reporter for WCPN Ideas Stream in Cleveland, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Nick, first of all, tell us what happens in that video that was posted to Facebook.
Well, I haven't seen the video itself. It was removed, I believe, by the time I was following this story. But my understanding is this video shows an individual shooting an elderly man who has since been identified as Robert Godwin Sr., a 74-year-old man. Police have identified the suspect as someone named Steve Stevens. This person also posted a video on Facebook in which he claimed to have committed other homicides. Now, police have said that they have searched high and low. They have not found evidence that anyone else was a victim besides this one person who's been identified.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned, that video has been taken down or was taken down relatively quickly by Facebook. But just to clarify, originally reporting had come out that the video may have been posted via Facebook Live, but that's not the case. It was uploaded, right?
Correct. That's what Facebook is saying now, that this video was recorded first and then uploaded. But initially, there was some belief that it might have been streamed live. And that's what police were saying initially as well. But Facebook sort of batted down those suggestions last night.
Okay, so that's what Facebook is saying. All right. Now, in a press conference this morning, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams seemed to debunk some rumors that authorities had traced the suspect's cell phone to Pennsylvania. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, you know, the police chief was asked about this idea that I believe had been reported by some other news outlets that they had received pings of his cell phone in Erie, Pennsylvania. The police chief, he didn't confirm or deny those rumors. He just said, I can't really tell you anything about that right now. What police have said is that they don't know where this individual, Steve Stevens, is right now. They have been asking him to turn himself in. Police even said that they did early in this investigation have contact with him on his cell phone. Didn't really go into detail about what was discussed or how or when this conversation happened. But since then, they said they have not had contact with him and they don't know where he is, and they're asking him to turn himself in.
Huh. Now, what advice then are law enforcement officials giving to the public?
Well, they said that this suspect, they believe, was driving a white Ford Fusion with a temporary tag. They're asking people to be on the lookout for him, and not just in Ohio, but also in surrounding states, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Michigan, as well as New York. This manhunt seems to involve a number of states. They're asking people to look out. They'll be putting up, I believe, billboards or information near highways and roads to sort of give people information to know what to look for.
Mm-hmm. And Nick, in the last couple seconds that we have, the chief also had a message from the family of victim Robert Godwin Jr. What was that?
Right. Well, the chief said that a number of GoFundMe accounts had been set up in the name of the family, the Godwin family, saying they were raising money for Robert Godwin. What the chief said was that these online fundraising campaigns were not connected to the family. They were not authorized by the family, and they had just no connection to them.
Nick Castell is a reporter for WCPN Ideastream in Cleveland, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Nick, thank you so very much.